today. Is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge,
your hometown voice.
And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
Welcome to Rogue Talk, and I am the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for June 16th, 2017, and we got a little different show for you today. Instead of digging into the news and the sports to lead off the program, we're going to get right into it here because I've got some special guests in the studio here, and we're going to be talking today about the Rotary Exchange Program, the student exchange program. And to answer some questions for us and tell us all about this program, coming back to the show for the second time, Lisa McLeese Kelly, and also Don Converse. Welcome to Rogue Talk.
Thank you. It's actually Dan Con.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Don? Wow. See, I'm already starting off on the right foot. So, well, I'm glad you could come in today. And Dan is the district chair for the Rotary Exchange Program for most of Oregon, it sounds like.
Yes. Everything south of Salem, everything south of Lincoln City on the coast and most of Central Oregon, and all the way to Lakeview, a little bit of Northern California. So there's like 72 clubs in the district, and I coordinate the program for that, finishing up 3 years of having done that with some very good people.
Okay, so you're definitely the guy we need to talk to about this. And of course, Lisa has been not only the parent of an exchange student, but also a host parent, and including the two students we have here today that we're going to talk to a little bit later. So let's start with you. How has this last year been for you hosting these students?
Well, you know, besides the fact that they're really difficult kids, just kidding. Every time I host an exchange student, it opens up our world. So when you bring another child into your house, it just, the world gets a little bit smaller. We now have kids all over the world that we can go see. And at first, it's a little bit different because they're getting acclimated, you're getting acclimated to them. Sometimes they don't speak great English. Sometimes they speak great English. It just kind of depends on the kid. And then you just meld them into your life. They just become part of the family. And the hardest part is in about a week when they leave.
Yeah, I could see that, and we're going to have both the boys here talk to us quite a bit here when we get done with the two of you, but and I don't know, Takumi, is it?
Takumi.
I haven't gotten to meet Takumi, but of course, Tiago, I know because he played sports with my son, and I've gotten to give him a few rides home, and we've had a good time with Chi, so I kind of know some of what you've been going through. And of course, I know all three of the families that he's gotten to live with. So it's been kind of a fun year having Chi here.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Dan then. We want to promote this program because of course we have new students that'll be coming in for the next school year. And I'm sure a lot of people don't know what it involves. I guess let's start. What are the requirements to be a host family for a student?
The requirements include being able to support the student without any support from the district. We don't provide a stipend. We're a volunteer organization. Other than that, it's just a question of having a bed. You don't need to have a separate bedroom. So as long as you have a bed to sleep in, you can share that with a student of the same gender. The expenses that are related to school are the club. So feeding, clothing, just basically treating the student as your own child for that year is what we expect. When we do our events that involve taking students to other parts of the state, that's the responsibility of the club and the district. Trips are paid for by the families, their own families, and so that happens several times during the year. We do require background checks, and we do some home visits and training before students actually come to those homes. One of the unique features of the Rotary program, beside the fact that we are volunteers and very involved from the beginning of the year all the way through the end of the year, is that we try to have three families per student. In a way, that makes it difficult because students have to say goodbye at least twice. But it gives, even within our own culture, there's a lot of differences within the culture. So three different families give three different experiences. And so that broadens the experience. In the off chance that it's not a perfect match, it's only 3 months. But typically, it's really sad for people when they have to move on. But as the year progresses, the family just gets bigger. And as far as what we're looking for in a first host family in the fall, that's somebody that can help a student adjust to being here and help them with the language and help them feel comfortable, get them through the homesicknesses and Christmas holidays. That's really kind of a tough time. In the winter, you're doing some sports things, but a lot of that is if you're a quieter family and you're not wanting to run around all the time, that's a good time to host. Students are speaking good English. They're feeling comfortable. They're starting to think this is going to be over pretty soon. So it's a comfortable time. In the spring, if you're a really active family and you don't mind being a taxi service because they have so many friends and activities that they need to be engaged in, that's a good time to do that. So it kind of gives us an option of looking at the families that are interested and trying to see which is going to be the best fit for which time of the year.
Okay, so getting back to then, I guess the real cost is just basically adding a child to your family.
That's correct.
Pretty much that's...
You know, and they're teenagers, so some of our boys eat
a lot.
Really well. And when I said earlier about the clothing, the parents are responsible before they even come, but a lot of times they bring money and you're helping them shop for clothes that are appropriate for our area rather than New York City. And we also have to deal with students thinking when they come to the United States, it's going to be Los Angeles or New York or maybe Miami. And then when they get the thing that says they're coming to Oregon, and especially like Rogue River, it's like, where in the world is that? So we like to emphasize the uniqueness of our area and the really positive things that can happen in either being in a small school or a small area.
Okay, so then on the student side of it, what kinds of checks do you have to have with them to ensure that the parents aren't going to get some out-of-control kid from some country and can't speak the language? So what's required of the students that come in?
When the students come in, they've gone through a process in the home country. And some countries, they do tests, and the kids who score best actually get to choose to come to the United States. And that was Chiago's privilege. Other times, it just goes through a process. You say where you want to go, and if that's open, that can happen. We do an English proficiency test, which isn't a guarantee. Some students really struggle when they get here, but if we had it flipped and our students were going from the United States to practically any country in the world, they'd have a terrible time passing those language proficiencies.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because
yeah.
Students study English all over the world, and we study nothing. So they have to do the English thing. They have to have their immunizations up to date. But they've gone through that process. We also see their applications. Gives us the opportunity to see if it's going to be a good fit for our area. Then we do orientations with the host families. We're required to have a face-to-face at least once a month with the students when they get here. We have 6 training sessions throughout the year so that we're checking in with them to make sure that life is going well. There's ups and downs in the whole thing, but that's the way life is, and so we are able to help students work through that. I'm part of an incredible committee of people that work really, really hard to make sure that our exchange program really is one of the better ones in the U.S.
Yeah, well, and I can definitely say from the two students we have sitting here with us that at least my experience with it is it's got to be a huge success because these are great kids, and
right.
I've been here seeing all of the things they've been doing throughout the school year and all the involvement with especially with school activities,
right.
So that kind of immersion that they're getting, it's going to come out real quick if you weren't screening these kids properly, and so it definitely
right.
seems like you are.
Yeah, and we get families that are somewhat reluctant to host just because it's a totally new experience. And you know, one of the young men here is the subject of that. And the family that had him first, they were a little bit reluctant and then fell in love in about 2 hours, and it was just a phenomenal experience for them, and it's continued that way through the year.
Yeah, and the only drawback with that family was is they introduced him to the Portland Trail Blazers.
Right.
So
we very true.
This is true.
So we Lisa didn't get a hold of him quick enough to make him a Warrior fan. So Lisa, you've really been on both sides of this, but how many times now have you hosted students in your family?
So for Rotary, this is my second time hosting. So okay. I've had three kids. Through other programs, I can't even tell you how many kids I've had in and out of my house. But for Rotary specifically, you know, for let's say we have outbound kids, like my daughter was an outbound kid. There's training for the families. There's training for the students, several trainings for the students before they leave, before they go out. And when they get there, if they have an issue, they can call their counselor here in the U.S. and they actually have a code word if something's going on. So if they're not comfortable saying something, there's a code word. I'm sure there's similar things set up for the kids here that if they're not comfortable, they could call Dan, they could call their counselor. Hey, what's going on? So there's checks and balances to make sure that the kids are safe. And if the host parents are having any issues, Rotary's there to walk them through it. You know, this is a well-oiled program.
Yeah, they don't drop them off and just go, we'll see you in 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And something I also want to clarify is that through our Rotary Club, we give the student $100 stipend a month as well. So that helps for, you know, if the family's going out somewhere and they need a little bit of help paying for, you know, something going out. I take my kids with me when I travel. So my exchange students come with me. They're just part of the family. Right. So we just do everything like we would do if we were living a normal life, but we add a kid into it. We're blessed enough to where we can do a little bit extra when the kids are here. So we try and take them to San Francisco. We try and show them some things that they might not otherwise see, but it's not required.
Sure.
Right. All you need to be as a host family is to open up your home to a child and open up your heart to that child.
Well, and you mentioned that you've been able to take them on some extra trips, but they actually do get to take some trips through the exchange program. Is that right?
They do.
Yeah. There are several trips that are available from Rotary that are not unique to our district. In our district, we get them together 6 times in various places around our district. So one of them is over at Newport, which is a really fun weekend. We start in Klamath Falls with the midges in the heat. And so it's a varied experience. But then at the end of the year, we do a tour through Southern California. We come up through Las Vegas and do a Cirque du Soleil show. And we'll do Death Valley this year, too. So it's We tell the students that just don't think about Saturday because that's the last time they'll see each other, at least for a long time. And there are always tears. And there's some tears when you get off the plane because you're lonely and homesick. And then there's a ton of tears when you go home. And you go home as a completely different person. And our obligation is to send students home better than when they came here. And so that's our whole goal. And I think we accomplish that 98% of the time.
Okay, so we're, you know, of course, we're here to promote this, but let me play a little bit of devil's advocate, and maybe not at all, because the answer may be that there's nothing. Are there any pitfalls or other challenges that can come up that, you know, that we can kind of let people know that we've got that covered?
Yeah. And I would say that it's not a 100% guarantee that everybody's going to have a great time. We unfortunately have a student in the air right now returning home. But nothing happens without warning and counsel and even behavioral agreements of this is how it's going to be. So nothing is a surprise. There are some students, and we try to filter that out when we can, but some students are sent here because their parents want them to reform. And reform in a different country, I would say that's 5% of our kids. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, we do interventions and we work really hard to help that student have a successful year. Because if the student doesn't have a successful year, we on the committee really feel like we've failed. I mean, it is our goal to have 100% happy student get back on the plane to go home.
Well, and I would think even in those situations, that doesn't mean automatically that they're not going to work out. They may they may still be able to fit into the program and, and have a really enriching experience. Yeah. So we have you have new students coming in for the next school year.
Right.
How many families are we looking for right now?
Well, actually, for this coming school year, we just need one more family for this coming school year. But what we'd like to do is get people involved so that we could bring more than one student. We'd love to have six families here in Rogue River because I think that our school district, our small community, is very unique and so close-knit. I love the fact that Chiago had an opportunity here to play basketball on both JV and varsity, which he wouldn't have gotten at a bigger school probably.
Yeah, which meant he was on the radio because I got to call his name quite a bit.
Right, exactly. And it's just, we're such a close-knit community. You know, he really got involved. He's very loved at the school. And I've seen that with other exchange students from other programs as well because we just have that kind of a community. So I would love to get more kids here just in Rogue River, and we need the families to house them.
Okay, so if people are interested in getting involved, and like you said, we only need one more family for this year, but you'd like to expand it so you had more students, and or maybe someone that's interested and they don't want to do it this year, but they want to say, hey, next year I'll be ready. You know, maybe they think their kids will be old enough to deal with that or whatever the situation might be. Who do they need to contact and how would they get that done?
Well, they need to contact Dan and he can give you that information.
Yeah. And the best way to get a hold of me, there are some things on the computer that make it easier, but the initial contact would just be my phone number, which is 541-218-2536.
Okay, so now are there any, before we start talking to the boys, which is what I'm here for, but no, seriously, is there anything I missed? Anything else you wanted to get out there to let the parents know what this program's about and to kind of ease any kind of fears? Because I can see that this is it's a well-run program and the results are sitting right here. They're going to be on the microphones next with me. They're just great kids.
But the one thing that I would add is if families have students who are at all interested in doing an exchange themselves, that would free up a bedroom, provide the opportunity for them to bring in a student while their student is overseas. We don't require that of our outbound families, but that also provides a different level of training while we're training the outbound student that they would really understand the program maybe even better than if they were just coming in as a host family. So it's an inbound and outbound program, and we try to keep a balance. Rotary is one of the few programs that has a direct district-to-district exchange. A lot of programs, you just sign up and send your kid away, but there's not another student coming in. So it's a feature that we really like to foster and feel like it's one of the kind of hallmarks of our program.
Also, it's not required to have a student in school the same age as the child that you're hosting. So all of my kids are out of school.
Yeah, my kids were little when we had older students when I lived in California, and yeah, that it actually was a really fun experience. Mm-hmm. I think for all of them, but I just wanted to make sure we're covering all those things. And you know, I know Bethany studying overseas, she had some troubles with in a government office overseas, and I didn't want to tell her, and hopefully she's not listening, but Lisa arranged for that because she was having so much fun here that she didn't want Bethany to come back and mess it up.
No, actually, what would happen if she would have come right back? They almost deported her.
Yeah, they were going to send her out. That was kind of an interesting thing to watch it unfolding on Facebook, but you know, we love Bethany. She's a great kid. And those of you that, if you haven't been listening to every one of my episodes, well, first of all, why not? But of course, Bethany was one of my guests. So go back and listen to that episode. And Lisa has been my guest. So go back and listen to that one too. We talked about this Rotary Exchange. So, well, we're so thankful that you both could join us, and we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to get the boys on microphone, and you guys can stick around because you might have to answer a few more questions if the boys can't help me. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Where the rooster crows. 94.3, The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with the golf. The U.S. Open round one yesterday. Ricky Fowler stands atop the leaderboard following a 7-under 65. That included 7 birdies and no bogeys. He birdied 3 straight holes while making the turn and tied the record for the lowest score in relation to par for a first round of a U.S. Open. Fowler says that round looked easier than it really was.
It's a lot easier said than done. Still missed some putts that I had opportunities out there, but you know, nice to go out and actually execute the game plan and you know, not have to think about you know what if that one went in or anything like that. I mean, yeah, you're going to miss putts. You're not going to make everything. So definitely happy with the start.
Fowler finds himself one shot ahead of Paul Casey and Xander Schauffele. Brian Harmon, Brooks Koepka, and Tommy Fleetwood are at 5-under. 17 players shot 3-under or better, suggesting the 11-year-old course is going to be kind to the field. We shall see. This is SRN Sports. In Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League, it was the Twins over Seattle 6-2, White Sox 5, Orioles 2, Detroit beat Tampa Bay 5-3. It was the A's 8 and the Yankees 7 in 10 innings. Kansas City beat the Angels 7-2. In the National League, it was the Nats over the Mets 8-3, Brewers 6, Cardinals 4. Colorado down San Francisco in a high-scoring affair 10-9. In interleague play, Cleveland 12, Dodgers 5, and the Phillies edge Boston by a 1-0 score. NFL news, the New York Giants have signed first-round draft pick Evan Engram. The speedy tight end gets a 4-year deal that will pay him just under $11 million. College basketball news, the NCAA has added several sanctions to Louisville's self-imposed punishment following a sex scandal investigation of the men's team. The league's biggest additional sanction so far is to suspend head coach Rick Pitino for 5 ACC games in this coming season. This is SRN Sports.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk, and We kicked Dan out of the studio, and Lisa's still here, but we also now are joined by Chiago and Takumi. And welcome to Rogue Talk, boys.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And of course, I got to know Chiago a little bit because he went to Rogue River High School. And, of course, my son goes there, and they played some sports together. So, and your first house was right up the street from me, staying with the Deckers. So we got to know you pretty good there. But this is the first time I've gotten to meet Takumi.
Hi.
And Takumi, you're from Japan, is that right?
Yep.
So I guess before we get back to Chiago, let's talk to you a little bit.
Okay.
Before you came here, did you know anything about American culture? What kinds of things do you have in Japan that are American?
I thought every American likes Mickey D's.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of us do.
I thought every American is so fat.
Oh, I'm sure you hear that the media here in America likes to talk about that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And to be fair, we do have probably a bit of a problem with people being overweight. But was it as bad as you thought it was?
we're not as fat as you thought we were, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, and then I guess it's good you got to hang out with the Kellys because there's no fat Kellys. They're all.
Yeah.
So, you got here, and how many families did you end up staying with?
3.
You did stay with 3 also,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know their names, and actually we don't have to get into that so much. But you went to Grants Pass High School.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make a lot of friends there?
Yeah.
You did. Good. Yeah, good. And you graduated. Is that right?
Yep.
So you got your diploma. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And so what kinds of things? Now let's talk to both of you now. And
yep.
And
yeah.
You know, Thiago got his diploma too. He graduated.
That's right.
And
finally.
You were right near the top of the class, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Even for our little small town, it gets pretty competitive in Rogue River. I know 1 year my daughter, I think, was seventh, and they were super competitive about it. They really wanted to be in the top 10. So let's go with an easy one first. Let's start with Thiago. What's been the most fun thing you've gotten to do since you were here?
Yeah, just like hanging out with everyone here, going to the team trips, to the games, and traveling with my host families, and just get to meet everyone. That's really awesome for me.
And how about you, Taco May? What's been your favorite thing about being in America?
So, my favorite things is probably, eat cheeseburger.
Ah. Yeah. No, that's one of my favorite things, too. Yeah, and so did you play any sports?
Yep, I played wrestling and track and field.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. And what events did you do in track and field?
100 and 200.
Wow,
yeah.
That's good. And you had a lot of fun doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Chi, now I know you played soccer.
Yes.
And you played basketball.
That's right.
Did you play any other sports?
Track.
You did run track, that's right. So that's right, you were on our relay team that went to state.
That's right.
So you came all the way to America, and then you got to be in the state championships for Oregon. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and soccer and track.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. See, mm-hmm. that's pretty good. You went to the playoffs for soccer.
That's right.
And got to go to the district meet. You guys didn't get to the state.
Yeah, we
or
got
you
it.
Did.
Yeah, we did.
You did go to the state meet. See,
yeah.
I get these things so confused in my head, and then poor Cameron, he was one position away.
No.
He was pretty disappointed, but he's going to get them next year.
Yeah,
he,
I'm sure.
He knows where the target is, and he's going to be shooting for it. So. How about, well, let me ask you the same question I asked Takume. What kind of American culture were you aware of in Brazil before you came here?
Basically, just like guns. Because like in Brazil, we're not allowed to have guns. So when I saw like all the American movies and everything, just, yeah.
Yeah?
And when I got here, it was exactly as I thought. And it was awesome.
Yeah, well, you come to Rogue River, you're definitely going to have a lot of hunters, for sure.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a lot of rifles. But I'm not sure it's all as bad as what you might hear. But now, I heard a rumor that you were a Miami Heat fan.
Yeah, when I got here.
When you got here.
Yeah.
And then the Deckers got a hold of you and turned you into a Blazer fan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go Blazers!
Yeah. Well, we'll have to talk about who the champion is this year. So Taco May, are there any American sports that you were interested in?
Basketball, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah, and American football. Football, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And I don't have a favorite team.
No favorite teams. Were there any players that you knew that you were aware of? Like LeBron James, maybe?
I love KD.
You like KD. There you go.
Okay.
All right. There we go. We can just turn Chi's microphone off. We're done. We're done with Chi. So let's talk about this program a little bit, because that was what we were here for. What would you say to other kids that are interested in doing this? Let's start with you, Takume. Mm-hmm. What would you tell other kids about would you tell other kids to do this program?
So if you cannot speak English very well, but you can do it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And your English, I've been told, has gotten really, really improved since you got here.
Oh, thank you.
And so you think that anyone, you think it's a good idea you've had a good time in this program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how about you? I think I know the answer with you, Chi, but what would you tell your friends, you know, about this program, and would you encourage them to do something like this?
Yeah, 100%. Because if you want to, like, leave your comfort zone and, like, just have fun, just do it. And it doesn't matter if you have good English or bad English. You're here to learn, so just do it. It's a great experience.
Yeah.
And I would imagine you guys have both probably made some friends for life. Is that right?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I would think so. Especially in today's world with all the social media, you can keep track of people, you know, that are thousands of miles away. In fact, we were just talking about Bethany. I keep track of Bethany all the time. I got to coach her in middle school.
Yeah.
And so we've been friends ever since. And so I love watching her halfway across the world. You know, it's social media has really made it, you know, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's awesome because we have other exchange friends from all over the world. So we have houses all over the world. So we can go everywhere.
That's right. Now, Lisa, you've had students that you've gotten to see again after they left staying with you. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So we've seen she was an exchange student. Bethany brought her home with her from Slovakia.
Ah.
So Lena, we visited her in Slovakia, Charlotte in France. Ainoa, I've seen her twice in Spain. And Jean-Nicolas in Paris. And now we're going back to Italy and France. And Ainoa's flying in, and Charlotte's going to be there. So I get two of my exchange girls back for my birthday in a couple of weeks. Pretty excited about that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things we had hosted exchange students, not on such a long-term basis, several years ago when my kids were little. And I regret that I've lost track of them all these years later, and I think that with social media now, it makes it so much easier, and I wish we had had something like that back then, because I probably could find a way to reach them, but we've just kind of lost track, and I think it's cool that these guys have friends that they'll communicate with, you know, maybe the rest of their lives, and you know, you're both going to be successful business people, right? I mean, clearly anybody that would come over here for this is probably pretty driven. So you guys will be coming back anyhow, right? You'll be...
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they both have homes, and we'll probably be fighting over them if they come back. You know, where are you going to stay? Because you're going to stay with me. I know I'll be fighting for them. But one thing I want the listeners to know is what incredible kids these guys are and how brave they are. I mean, if you think about Takumi, who came here, and literally he could say hello, yes, and no, and that was about it. And so there was almost no language when he got here, and he's taken the time to learn it. He's gone through school with this, you know, using Google Translate, going out for sports that they've never played before. I mean, just jumping into things. Takumi loves photography. Mm-hmm. He was getting into that while he was here. Just kind of when she's talking about stepping out of your comfort zone, these kids are way out of their comfort zone. And they are so brave. And it's amazing to watch as they just step out in faith and do something that they've never done before. She'd never played basketball before.
No, that's what I was told. Yeah, and he made it onto the varsity team. Even didn't always get as much playing time as we would have liked, because we love calling your name. But but yeah, I mean, I would have to agree, and I would think, and maybe I'm wrong, but I would think anybody coming from almost any other country coming to America, there's got to be a huge amount of culture shock, just because we're such a open society, and we tolerate an awful lot of stuff despite all the political infighting, and so it must be pretty eye-opening to come to America. Would you guys agree? Is it quite an experience? And so yeah, I mean, I can't imagine getting that far out of my comfort zone, and so I definitely salute you guys for that. So is there anything that you thought you wanted to do that maybe you're not going to get a chance to, but you might do sometime in the future? Like, is there somewhere that, oh, I'd love to go there, but we didn't quite get to go everywhere? How about you, Takumi? Anywhere you wanted to go in America that you're not going to get to do this time around?
Probably I want to go to New York.
New York City?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to go there too myself. Okay. Maybe we'll go together.
Yeah.
How about you, Chi?
Yeah, for sure. I just want to visit. I love traveling, so I just want to visit everywhere in America and come back here and travel with my host families and my friends. Yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So you guys have a trip coming up, is that right? Coming this week, and Lisa told me not to talk about it, but so where are you guys headed off to? I know Dan told us a little about it, but what are you guys looking forward to for this trip this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be the last time we're going to see our friends from the exchange program, so it's going to be awesome. We're just going to go to San Francisco, Los Angeles, go to Disneyland, Las Vegas, And yeah, it's going to be the last time we're going to see them. So it's going to be an awesome time, but at the same time, it's going to be kind of sad. But I'm sure we're going to see each other again.
Yeah, I think so. And it's been a pretty cool experience, I'm sure. And so what part of that trip are you looking forward to, Taco May?
So Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you guys a secret. I have my 25th wedding anniversary is this year, and my wife and I are going to Disneyland. So,
really?
Yeah, I'm all in. The last time we went, we weren't calling the shots. Let's put it that way. So this time we get to go and we get to do what we want. So,
yeah.
So yeah, you're not the only ones that are looking forward to Disneyland. So, well, that's great. So are there any of your experiences that stand out that, you wanted to talk about or that you just things that were like, I don't know, either exciting to you or maybe surprising to you about, that you weren't expecting. Was there any of your experiences that really stand out?
Yeah, one thing that I think is really cool, we have like all these different countries in the world, but like when I got here, it's our families are all the same. Everyone loves each other. Everyone like spend time and take care of you. It's just awesome how different we are, but at the same time, we're pretty much the same.
Yeah, and I know you were well received at the high school. You really fit in very quickly. And how about you, Taco May? Do you feel like you fit in with your classmates?
I don't think so because they already have friends, like a best friend.
Sure.
Then yeah.
But you definitely made some friends though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To make the friends was so hard for me because I cannot speak English very well. Yeah, that was so hard.
Yeah.
But you can make a lot of friends at the, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a big school over at Grants Pass, and it's easy to kind of get lost in the fray of all of that, and that's probably one advantage she had, although she's pretty outgoing, so I think he would have fit in wherever he went. But, well, that's great. And so is there any other things, Lisa, that maybe we didn't cover or that the boys have done that I'm not asking about?
Well, I think one thing I'd love to hear from him is how did this change your life? How did this help you to grow? You know, what's something that's different? And when you go home now, I know when Bethany came home, she was a completely different person, right? She left as kind of this outgoing teenager and she came back as someone I had to get to know again. It was a little bit difficult when she first came back for us to kind of get back into that groove. So when you guys go home, what's going to be different? What's changed since you've been here?
Here, I've learned not to judge other people because I've lived with three different families. And before I got to the families, I was like, kind of, wow, I don't know these people or anything. But when you get to know people, you just realize that all of them, they're awesome. All of them has their qualities and everything, and I just love all of them now. For me, they're part of my family, my big international family now.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, not to take anything away from Lisa's family or from the Fries, but starting with the Deckers, the Decker boys are really, really good kids.
Yes,
and,
they are.
And in fact, they got a little recognition, well, not only here on Rogue Talk, but in the newspaper when they helped a lady that had hurt herself. And it just showed the kind of character that those kids had. So you really got off to a really good start.
Yes, they did.
But that's good to hear. And so has it changed your outlook on just on the world or on even on America? Have some of your what you might have thought about America before you came here, have any of those feelings changed or were they all, reinforced?
It was like kind of different because it's kind of fun because when you come to another country, you think you're not going to make friends or anything. But when you get there, it's just like, whoa, you're the kid from another country. No, come here, hang out with us and everything. And you just like make friends real quick. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And just stop judging people looking in the outside and looking more in the inside and just become a better person.
Sure, sure. And it probably helps being pretty good at soccer.
Yeah.
got off on the right foot too.
Yeah.
So how about you, Taco May? What are your feelings about America now that you've got to live here for several months?
So the experience changed me. Like I like hug.
Yeah.
But when I was in Japan, I didn't like hug because that's not our culture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably when I go back to Japan, I will hug everyone, maybe, because I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, I never thought about that, but that's, you know, it is something that's probably more prevalent here or more accepted here, and that's a neat thing. I think that's really cool. And when we get done, you're welcome to give me a hug. Although I don't smell too good today. I had to come straight from work. But so, well, that's great. And was there anything else, Lisa? I know you've been involved with this so much that I probably should have let you host the show. But anything else that we could find out from these two fine young men?
What would you guys say to somebody that's thinking about leaving America to go to another country? What would be your advice?
Be patient, because you have to learn from your host family, and your host family have to learn from you, and it's like both way hand. So just do it. You're gonna love it. It doesn't matter where you're going. I'm sure in the end of your year, you're gonna be wow, I want to come back here.
What about to people who are thinking, you know, we're looking for host families in the future. So if someone's thinking about hosting a kid, what would you say to them?
I would say that it's a great experience. You should do it, because I know you may be like out of your comfort zone, or like, oh, I want to put my family in the first place and then taking care of the other. But when you host, it's just a wonderful time, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so, I like to cook Japanese food for my host family. If you host exchange student, you can eat, like, you know, food.
Yeah, we had sushi night.
Yeah.
And then we had Brazilian night. So, and he's done the same thing. They've done the same thing over at Julie's house. So, yeah, it's a different experience. I can't even explain it. Your heart grows. You think that your family is it. You know, this is your family. But like I said on the last time we interviewed, Charlotte couldn't be any more my daughter if I had given birth to her.
Yeah.
And these boys, yesterday, I think I posted on Facebook, you may have seen, just thinking about them leaving, I'm already crying every day. Because I love them.
Yeah.
Not just because they stayed at my house, because who they are and who they've become while they've been here. And to be a part of that process, to watch especially Takumi come in, hardly speaking any English, to now understanding almost everything we're saying and being able to respond to it, it's a huge growth in the
absolutely.
Last 9 months. And he'd never wrestled before, and he went out for wrestling. I mean, to watch them grow and to step out in this, it's an amazing experience to be a part of. And I just encourage anybody to just step out in faith. Call me if you have any questions. I'd be happy to come to a group and talk about it, kind of talk about the ins and outs. And let's just get some more families here in Rogue River.
It's just amazing how much you can love a person that you just met for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, it is. And it shows what, I don't know, maybe I don't want to take it too far, but it shows what unconditional love is, and that is that you give respect and you get respect, and through that respect, you grow affection. You know, you spend, you know, 3 months with someone, or a group of people, a family, and you can't help but grow closer to them. And I guess in some cases, like Dan talked about, there can be problems, but I think, you know, he said, I think 95% of the time, it's the same thing that you two have experienced. And and I mean, I'm going to miss you, and I didn't get to spend a lot of time with you, but I mean, I've loved watching you play sports and just seeing you interact with all the kids, and of course with my son too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we'll definitely miss having you here, and I'm sure, Takume, your friends are going to miss you too. I know you made more friends than you're letting on, but, they're definitely going to miss you when you leave. And so, if there's nothing else, we're probably running out of time here anyhow, but I'm so happy you guys could come down and talk to us. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to let everybody know that this is a top-notch program. I could tell from the first time having Lisa on the show, but after getting to know these boys and seeing the growth with these kids and knowing the families that, especially with Chi, that Chi stayed with, I know all three of the families, and they've been just richly blessed by having you there. So I can't I can't promote this program enough, and so I would encourage you to get in touch. And if you didn't get that phone number, let me give that to you one more time. And that this is to reach Dan, and he's the chair of the program. And his phone number, once again, 541-218-2536. And that's to, if you would like to get involved with this Rotary Exchange program. And also, if you would, if you have a student that you might like to have an outgoing student, you can find out about that too. But we're really pushing to get more host families so that, you know, we can have more really cool kids like Takume and Chiago. So thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
And we will take a break and be right back.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Doctors say House Majority Whip Steve Scalise has a good possibility of recovery after he was at imminent risk of death from a gunshot wound to the hip 2 days ago. Dr. Jack Sava of MedStar Washington Hospital Center says an excellent recovery is a good possibility, but he says Scalise faces additional surgeries, a long hospital stay, and rehabilitation. Scalise remains in critical condition, but his vital signs have stabilized. Jurors have started testing the patience of the judge in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial. The Pennsylvania panel has deliberated more than 45 hours without reaching a verdict. When jurors asked to hear a sliver of testimony they had just had read back to them, Judge Stephen O'Neill put his foot down and told them they had to rely on their collective memory. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 24 points, the NASDAQ dropped 14, the S&P up by 1. More details at srnnews.com.
Broadcasting to Rome River, Gull Hill, Weimer, and beyond. 94.3, The Bridge.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimer, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N...
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley. Nike plans to cut around 1,400 jobs and reduce the number of sneaker and clothing styles it makes by 25%. The company also wants to sell more shoes directly to customers online as part of a restructuring. Nike says the job cuts represent about 2% of its 70,000 employees around the world. President Trump is ordering more money and a bigger role for private companies in designing apprenticeship programs meant to fill some of the 6 million open jobs in the United States. The president has signed an executive order to roughly double to $200 million the taxpayer money spent on learn-to-learn programs. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 15 points with business.
Back. Just a few minutes left in the show, and I just want to give another huge thank you to Dan and Lisa for coming in, and also to Chiago and Takume. And I got to tell you, first of all, I got my hug during the break. Takume has just I hadn't met him before. I'd seen him on Facebook a little bit with the, you know, at some of the events with the families he was with. And I just love this kid. He's, I don't know if you enjoyed his interview as much as I did. And I've been around Chiago you know, for the whole school year. And I mean, everybody liked Chiago, but I hadn't gotten to meet Takome, and I just can't get enough of this kid. He's great. So I definitely got my hug, and I definitely understand how Lisa's feeling. I'm a little sad to see these guys go. And I mean, one of the kids I just met, and I'm, you know, I already really, really like him. And everybody involved with the school knows who Chiago is. He's been, you know, he's been a three sport athlete. He's a good student. He's been involved with all the different activities and things. You know, he helped out at the Highland Games, with his friend and his host family, with Sid and, you know, Julie and their family. And so it's sad that they're going, but, you know, a lot of people have made a lot of new friends. And I think that's a wonderful thing. And so I'm sad to see them go, but, I know they've had a great time here. They're going to have a great time on their trip. And, and then they can go home and tell all their family about all the exciting things that they did. And that, talking about their family, I tend to do, especially when I have such great guests coming on, like, you know, the four of these folks here today, is I'll put a post out on Facebook and try and promote it. And if I'm friends with the people involved, I'll tag them. Or if, you know, if they've liked the Rogue Talk page, I can tag them that way also. But this is the first show that I see. I'm looking at the post from earlier this week, and I see that I have, you know, my first international audience. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to tag Takume. Him and I have connected on Instagram, but not on Facebook. So I wasn't able to tag him, except on Instagram. But Chiago was tagged and Lisa was tagged. And I just wanted to read some of the names, because I know a few of these people will, if they're not listening live, they will listen to the download, which I put up not too long after the show is over. And but I just think it's kind of cool to see some of these names coming up. And some of them are Chi's family members. Some of them are friends of Lisa's. So I'm going to butcher a few of these names, and I'm just going to do the first names. But you, if you're listening to this, you'll know who you are. So I don't need to butcher both of your names. So Caroline and Lenka, Tiago, Tyler, Christina. Now Christina is Chi's mom. And she's a doctor, and, you know, what a cool family. And I saw his brother was on here, I believe. I don't know if I got to him yet. I haven't. Then there was Jay, which I think is one of Lisa's friends. Nath. I'm sorry if I'm butchering these, but I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. And Marla and Natalia and Peter and Pedro, Jacqueline, Hugo, Christian, Samara, Inese, and Mateus, which is Chiago's brother. And again, I know I'm messing those names up, but I thought it was so cool to have this international audience for this week's show. And so I wanted to give you all a shout out. And if you enjoyed the show, you know, give me a like on the Rogue Talk page, but send me a friend request. I'd love to have some international friends to follow, and I'll definitely be following Chiago and Takume from, you know, from now on. But it's just a kind of a cool thing, and it reminded me in the previous segment, you know, some of the things that Chiago was saying about, you know, how he learned that, you know, we're all family. We're all, you know, you come into a family and you're only there for a couple of months, and you love one another, and you've become family just in that short time. And, you know, it's a good reminder of, you know, some of the rhetoric and the political angst that's going on in this country right now. And we need to love one another. We need to take care of one another. And we need to reject the negative things that are going on right now. And demand that of your friends and your family. You know, it's okay to argue about politics and discuss things, but let's be civil and let's keep the rhetoric, friendly. And that's all I've got for you today. And so I just want to let everyone know, be good to one another, because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.